Welcome back, my friends. Chef of the Fat Man live at the Cook's Warehouse in fashionable East Cobb. Merry Christmas, by the way, because on this show we say Merry Christmas to our friends of the Jewish faith. Happy Hanukkah, because the taping is actually during Hanukkah. And this year we had the very unique Thanksgivica, which Thanksgiving and Hanukkah started on the same day. I thought it was very, very cool. I sent out a bunch of Thanksgivica cards to my friends in Israel. And I got to tell you, my friends, Israel is amazing. And as we're getting ready to come into the Christmas season, I'm not a happy holiday guy. I'm a Merry Christmas guy. I'm not politically correct, never intended to be. I am correct for the way I was raised and the way I was brought up. And talking about doing things the way they were raised and brought up, our guest, Christy Jordan, opened up with a sprightly little song. Christy, your new cookbook, your second cookbook,
yes.
God bless you, because I did one. It was nightmarish.
It's a lot of work, isn't it?
It's a heck of a lot of work.
People don't realize. And then you're on the road for the book tour and everything, which it's especially hard for me today. I'm thrilled to be here, and I'm honored, and I'm great, you know, grateful to be able to meet some of our readers and things. But I'm missing my daughter's Christmas concert tonight, and I'm missing my son's symphony tomorrow. So it's like, ugh.
The price of success.
Yeah.
And it has been success for you. The first book was a wild success.
Yeah, there's over 107,000 copies in print of the first one right now. So,
that's,
I mean, it's
awesome.
Just been a huge blessing. I'm pretty astounded.
Well, you know, I like what you said. Man, I sold my first cookbook, and what'd you do?
Oh, well, you have to celebrate, you know.
Yes.
So the debut of my first cookbook, it came out, and I didn't have anything special to do, and I wanted to do something special to commemorate it. So I went to Target, and I bought myself a new pair of tongs.
Because you're like a tong freak.
Yes, they're your hands in the kitchen. I love them. And see, I have
not to be confused with a thong.
No. I'm a tong girl.
A tong girl. All right. I just want to make sure we get that clear. But your new book, Come Home to Supper.
Yes.
Really, this is a labor of more than just recipes and the excitement of doing your first cookbook. This is where you bring the love to it.
I poured my heart into this book. And, you know, I want to encourage people. You know, we try to encourage our kids and stuff and tell them they can do it and build them up. And as adults, we still need that, I think, more so nowadays than ever before. So I wrote this entire book just to be an encouragement to families, to make it easy, to explain to you why you need to come home, and explain to you the difference that you are making in this world without even realizing it.
And what's great about this cookbook, too, my friends, these are not recipes. You recognize a lot of these recipes, but what I love about what you did was you made it, instead of going out and buying a can of condensed cream of chickens, for one of your recipes, you're actually going to make, instead of buying the gravy, make the gravy. You kind of reverse things a little bit, and it doesn't take that much more time, and it tastes so much better.
And I try to give you the option. So, you know, if you're having one of those days and you want to grab the can of cream of chicken soup, go for it. You know, I give you permission to do that in the book. Sometimes we need somebody to tell us, it's okay, this doesn't make you a bad parent. But if you have a little extra time, if you've got 5 minutes and you want to whip up a homemade cream of chicken soup, I've got the recipe there.
Okay, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
This is a deep, thought-provoking question. Okay?
Okay.
You've been sentenced to the electric chair.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, who knows what you did? Who knows what you did?
Now, my dad is a retired
cop. But you're going.
He could help me.
Okay? So the warden says, you got one meal.
Uh-huh.
Your last meal. The last meal on earth you're ever going to eat. What is Christy going to have?
I want anything my mama cooks.
Now, that's
I want something cooked by my mama. I'm going to tell you what. If you tasted my cooking and mama's cooking, the exact same dish, you would not be able to tell the difference. But to me, that's my mama's cooking.
Well, pick one of your mama's dishes that, you know, is the one dish. I mean, this is it.
This is
the last meal. I am. I'm fat, too.
I don't know. I'm going to think on that and get back to you. I might have to call and ask mama.
No, you. Well, if you want to call mama, listen, my wife called.
You know what?
And Jimmy Dean answered a phone on the air.
I think we're going to have to do. Okay, here's what I've got.
Here we go.
We're going to do mashed potatoes made with my grandmother's recipe.
Okay.
Sticky chicken. The recipe is sticky chicken.
Sticky chicken.
Yes.
Is it sticky chicken or
it's
sticky?
Sticky. All right, sticky chicken.
All right.
And, oh, sweet and sour green beans with bacon in them. How's that?
You know what? I'll sit in the chair next to you for that kind of food. I'm telling
you.
It sounds awesome. All right. Speaking of sounding awesome, that's what your mama would make for you. Well, you'd make it or the ward would make it.
I'd
whatever.
Probably end up having to cook it.
What are you going to make?
They would make me cook my own last meal. That's how my life works, but I'd be happy for it. So,
hey, listen, you know, but let's talk about recipes that you don't have to go to death row to get. These are recipes that you're going to do right out of your cookbook.
We would prefer you all stay on this side of the fence.
The first one, apple scoop pie. That just sounds good.
And it's one that I just kind of dreamed up one day. You know, I don't like wasting food. And, you know, sometimes you have apples that are going a little soft, you know, but you can still bake with them. And I'm also a little bit lazy. I say my food is quick and inexpensive because I'm cheap and lazy. But apple scoop pie, you can use any apples that you have on hand. You chop them up. You don't even have to peel them. I mix them up with some pecans, some raisins, brown sugar, and a little bit of spices, and bake it in a pie plate. There's not even a crust, so it's gluten-free.
Well, see, now that's the problem. You see, it's like when I was in Israel. You know, I love the food, but, man, I went down. They said, you got a breakfast buffet. It's huge. And I'm like, and I go running downstairs the first morning I get down there, and it's like 30 different kinds of salad.
Oh,
it's
bless
like,
your heart.
It's like, yeah, it's got some pickled fish, but primarily it's salads, fruit juices of every kind, fresh. It's got, they've got some eggs and fresh vegetables and bread and cheese. And
let me tell you something.
Where's the
in,
bacon and sauce?
Yeah, well, exactly.
I was in
L.A. for 2 weeks last summer filming a TV show, and I was one of the judges on a cooking show. And, you know, it was a lot of California food. We're on set from 6 in the morning till around 11 or 12 at night. And it was all this California food all week. And then one day they had a vegetarian day. And I'm sitting next to this cordon bleu food critic. And I leaned in and I said, I'm going to tell you what, if a cow walked in this studio, I'd take it down. And I was just about to die.
They
got me a burger for lunch that day.
We are kindred spirits. The first meal I had when I got off the plane, when I finally landed in Atlanta, the guy, some friends that came to pick us up said, well, where do you want to go? Crystal. You know, I wanted sliders, baby. But now let's talk about another traditional thing. Now, I can tell you're not from Chicago.
You reckon?
I don't know what gave it away. You're not a northern girl. You might be northern Alabama, but
I am from North Alabama.
There you go.
Which is why I don't like to be around southern Alabamians because they make me Yankees. If I'm around southern Alabamian, I'm a Yankee since I'm,
well,
you know.
Well, cat head biscuits.
Hmm?
That is, I've heard of them, never had one. But when I read about it, I brought something we're going to present later on for your cat head biscuit.
And I'm so proud of you for bringing that, too, because it's the perfect accompaniment.
So a little bit about what is a cat head biscuit and why do they call it a cat head?
Well, it's an old sharecropper recipe, and you make them about the size of a cat's head. Somebody told me once, I said, I've never seen a cat's head that small. And I said, well, our cats were real skinny because they were starving. But you can make them bigger or smaller. And it's a really simple bread to go with dinner or supper. And it only has 3 ingredients, and they're delicious. It's just a homemade biscuit, a different way to make a biscuit.
And a cream chicken skillet. Now, this is unique because you're actually going to make the cream chicken from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem I got with it is I'm like an anti-broccoli person.
Well, now you can use whatever vegetables you want, whatever you have on hand. And sometimes you can use frozen vegetables, fresh vegetables. I'm all about options, and I really encourage people to customize it and make it your own.
Do you know what I would do? I mean, I would saute some mushrooms.
Oh, I love mushrooms.
Mushrooms ought to be a food group.
I love
right
mushrooms. My mother hates them, but I love mushrooms.
And then you're going to do something. It was like you and I were speaking to each other. You and I did not even talk before we met today. And yet you hit on one of my things that is a must whenever I go out to dinner.
Uh-huh.
And I see them on the menu, loaded, baked potatoes.
Yes, and they're so easy because I make a bunch of them ahead of time and I keep in the freezer. And then, and you know, I can use even the leftover meat and stuff, stir it into it. If, you know, I work from home, so if I need a quick lunch, I heat up one for lunch. Sometimes you have guests stop by and you kind of need to stretch your supper a little bit. So I'll use that to add to the meal. And then just for a quick side, you know, weeknight supper, you just thaw them out. You can heat them in the microwave or heat them in the stove, depending on how much time you have.
Wow. Or you could heat them in the big green egg. The ultimate cooking experience. And, you know, see how I throw that. You know about sponsorship.
I have a big green egg. Yeah. The company actually sent their head chef to teach me how to use it and everything. We had a big line of tornadoes in 2011, the Alabama tornadoes.
Yes.
And all I had that I could cook on was the big green egg.
And you didn't need anything else.
No. I cooked just about everything in my freezer because I knew it was going bad. And it was great because it has that thermometer. And once I got the hang of that, I'm like, okay, this is like cooking in the oven. I got this.
Everything that I cook in the oven, I cook on the egg because it gives it that natural hickory or that natural wood smoke flavor. It is incredible. So there you have it. She is the effervescent, the lively, the southern jewel. She is Christy Jordan, author of Come Home to Supper, her second wildly, wildly anticipated and greeted with such warmth from everybody that's read it. and it's Come Home to Supper, and we're going to come back to supper, and we're going to start an apple scoop pie. Now, for those of you, I'm going to tell you, there's no crust, but it'll rock your socks. Chef of the Fat Man and Blue Collar Chefs, enjoying ourselves right here at the Cook's Warehouse in East Cobb. Now, it's real easy. It's right next to the Whole Foods, so you can shop and then come over and get the proper accoutrements to make your cooking experience that much better. Or you can come here first and then run over to Whole Foods and shop over there. However you want to do it, any way you want to do it, just don't call Christy or I late to dinner. It's all about food, fun, and celebrating the good life. Merry Christmas, my friends. The season has begun, and we're starting our first show of December with a gal who knows how to put it together. Her book, Come Home to Supper, is getting rave reviews. People are throwing things. They're wildly anticipating Chef of the Fat Man taking it to the streets of East Cobb.